Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the last day of June, tomorrow. I'm going to be talking to you tonight about the important changes coming in July of 2025. I've been talking about these changes coming since last fall. Actually, the changes will ease off after Mercury goes direct on August 11th. This coming month, we can expect some strong transformational changes that will change the world forever. The astrology is pretty heavy. July is a month of disruption, violence, and most of all, the energy will create an entire transformation worldwide. The astrology is showing some catastrophic events, but I can give you the dates and the timing so we can all prepare. June has been the trigger for these events. We've had so much violence, so much anger. There has been so much warlike behavior that the earth is literally shaking. There will be many events happening globally because of all the emotions and violence that's actually occurring due to the energy in the current astrology. All these planets have an effect on us. The most important aspect that has come together and will remain together all the way through February of 2026 is the Saturn-Neptune conjunction, and these planets are almost exact. They are at 7 degrees, and this is a very, very dangerous point. Why? Because the energy deals with sorrow and sadness. This energy can deal with shipwreck. There's going to be a great calamity on the oceans, on the deep ocean floor, along with anything to do with water, underwater volcanic eruptions, and shipwrecks. Saturn rules what's under the earth, crude oil, and Neptune rules gases and oil as well. This has already been happening because these planets came together in June, and they are exact in July. On top of this, both planets turn retrograde in July. This is enormous. It's a great natural force that we cannot control or stop. When a planet retrogrades, it stands still. Its impact is more important and more pronounced. Neptune will retrograde July 4th and 5th. Neptune rules the ocean floors, along with earthquakes, tsunamis, creating disturbances with the ocean waters. Essentially, a volcanic explosion occurs on the ocean floor, and everything shakes on this little earth ball floating in the universe, causing some serious tsunamis and upsets within the oceans. On July 4th and 5th, look out for some catastrophic events. But it's throughout the entire month of July that Neptune is standing still. It's a slow-moving outer planet. Expect the unexpected. Then we have Saturn turning retrograde on July 13th. This conjunction is full of strong energy in terms of its effects with shipwrecks, earthquakes, and explosions with oil and gas. This could be tankers colliding. I'm sensing the Pacific and Indian Oceans, as well as in the Middle East, along with the entire area of the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. Maybe around the Panama Canal as well. This could block ship passageways. There will be more events concerning pipelines, cutting off water to communities on extra hot days, fuel connections for many countries or people. So much will be happening in July. This Neptune-Saturn conjunction represents earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. If you live in this very large area that I just described, don't be hanging out by the oceans on those days. Please take care. This conjunction can deal with many deaths. I do not like saying this, but we are in extraordinary times right now. Please be cautious. I will give you some tools to work with for protection by the end of the show. The next big event in July's lineup is on July 20th, when Mars in Virgo conjuncts the South Node in Virgo. This is destiny. It's an indication of war, violence, anger, surprising attacks, and most of all, terrorism, especially when a planet conjuncts a node, because the nodes represent karma. Now there are other days to watch out for as well. The full moon in Capricorn, the new moon in Leo. Also, each time a planet stations when it's going into or coming out of retrograde, and three planets retrograde in July, Venus, Neptune, and Mercury. Next, let me bring your attention to the astrological signs of destiny or a karmic rule. When all the planets are sitting on one side of the chart, one side of the karmic nodes, we are in a time of destiny. When you have a pie, take the knife and cut right down the center. You'll have a left side and a right side. When all the planets are on one side of that and none are on the other, that is a time of karma, a time of karmic retribution, when it is your unpaid karma that comes back to you. This needs to happen. The law of karma says what goes around comes around. Some energy has been dark, festering, and lingering around for a long time. It comes to the explosive point where it can be released and cleansed. July will be like a purging experience. After the explosive event, guess what? Things will get better. That's why I have advised people to take their summer vacation after mid-August, when the energy is clearer and calmer. This pent-up energy needs to release itself for us to purge and heal. It has been beyond the boiling point. Yes, we are going towards a healing, but we still have to go through this karma. This is what is going to happen in July through July 28th. We are going to see some very explosive events that have to finally happen to finally clear the air. This will bring clarity as to all the deception and delusions. The craziness that's been going on with this Saturn-Neptune conjunction. Neptune is lies and illusions, the things we can't see. That's why it rules film and the movie and television industry. Saturn is stern reality and is breaking up and exposing all of this deception. All of this deceptive nonsense that's been going on. This will bring a new clearing that brings out the truth. This is what's about to happen, and it's not going to be pretty. This needs to be exposed, and the karmic effects are happening now. What goes around comes around now in the upcoming weeks of July. Just remember, the law of karma is exact. I'll say that again. The law of karma is exact. It's never accidental. It's simply what has to happen in an exact executed form of energy. It's time to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic dip, and I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip, week of June 30th through July 6th, 2025. There are two major astrological events that characterize the month of July: the entry of Uranus into Gemini and the conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aries. This energy brings renewal and upheaval, disillusionment, and the opportunity that this energy offers is that it adds a new collective creativity that's being born at this time. Monday brings anxiety, restlessness, and a let-go energy as we close out the month of June. You could feel mentally and physically exhausted by early evening and decide to turn in early. Whether you celebrate Canada Day on Tuesday, July 1st, or Independence Day on the 4th, these 2 days are filled with excitement and romantic possibilities. Make sure you get out and about, because you could suddenly be swept off your feet. If you're not really looking for love, both days are filled with warmth and spontaneity and fun. Try not to overthink or overplan anything, but allow the day to unfold naturally. Venus, Uranus, and Neptune shape the quality of time in the first days of July. On the 4th, Venus and Uranus meet in a conjunction at the end of Taurus. Just a few hours later, Venus enters chatty Gemini, and Neptune begins its retrograde in Aries. Communication holds the keys to your heart for both singles and couples. Send out loving romantic texts or tweets and watch your desire fall into your arms. Saturday is filled with confidence and daring. Get out there and break some boundaries. Do something you've never done before, or drive and go off someplace where you've never been before. Have an adventure. On Sunday, July 6th, Venus forms a sextile to Saturn and Neptune in Aries. The energy finally calms down. Spend some quiet time with your sweetheart, just the two of you. These days can provide some surprises and bring a breath of fresh air to relationship matters. It's an excellent time for a long exchange of ideas with like-minded or differently minded people and or a romantic encounter. This energy also favors creative and artistic endeavors. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from the weekly cosmic tip. I do want to say to you that what I am giving you tonight is information about astrology. It is not meant to upset you, hurt you, or frighten you. It is meant for you to be aware of, to prepare, and to go as deep as you can within, so that you can be armored for the changes without fear or upset, because you are protected. The more you raise your frequency, the more you are protected. The full moon in Capricorn happens on July 11th. This strong energy can bring in declarations of war. Yes, the effects of Iran, Israel, and America is all happening now. I have always had a sense that if there was any kind of nuclear exchange on the planet, it would be with Pakistan and India. So I was a little concerned when they came into view in May and June. Hopefully, the peace treaty will be endearing. The clearing of these energies must occur. It's imperative. The negative energy has to be cleared away, no matter what it takes. In all areas of life, the energies bring out the truth, as well as justice, worldwide. Justice is coming to the forefront this July. This next week it starts. So much is about to be unveiled all over the world. Mercury turns retrograde on Friday, July 18th. Mercury retrograde always brings in confusion. Mercury retrogrades in the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of protection. So both personally and within the country, we will feel the need for protection. Goodness, what will July bring to us? Soon we'll know, and it's everything that I'm talking about. With Mercury retrograde, we may have to sacrifice or go without for a period of time. Without things like the internet, Wi-Fi, electricity. This will be happening around the world. Don't plan to travel this month. Why? Because if we don't have computers, the airplanes will be grounded. And you can't buy gas without electricity. There will be confusion with travel and confusion with communication. And Mercury retrograde adds to the confusion and the problems. And it even brings us more to worry about. I'm seeing internet outages, which bring in some major problems for us to deal with. July 20th is the date that Mars comes together with the karmic nodes. Looking back on September 11, 2001, we had Mars conjunct the karmic nodes. This usually means terrorism. This aspect is very dangerous. Don't be hanging around a lot of crowded places. We must all use caution, and lots of it. It's very important for you to know and remember, or to accept, that this is not the time to travel, and it's not the time for being around crowded places, the beach, theme parks, carnivals, the mall, theaters, or restaurants. Just order in, and you certainly don't want to be around violence. This energy rules terrorism. As it did when its energy was present on September 11, 2001. As all of these episodes occur, we have a downturn with the economy. Usually the stock market will tumble. This is something to look at. If that does happen, then it will be a great time to invest. This energy is going to bring us huge healing. And everything will come back pretty quickly by the fall equinox. This clearing will immediately put a stop to so many things that have been building and brewing over a long period of time. I can see that there will be a great revival after this event. On July 24th, the new moon will be in Leo. It opposes Pluto in Aquarius, which rules nuclear energy. There is a major threat this entire month of July. There are many yods going on with this time period. Now, a yod is the finger of God. We have the new moon in Leo opposing Pluto while trining Saturn-Neptune. This creates a yod, which means this is serious energy. With Pluto involved in this yod, it could be catastrophic. Pluto brings in major change, and it's also karmic. The finger of God means this is something that must happen because the turn of events has been building up, and there's momentum bringing in an explosive event that has to happen to clear the air. With this event that could or will be devastating, guess what will happen afterwards? It will finally crack open the walls of hate and bring people together. That's exactly what we need, people coming together. There's been too much separation, alienation. There has been so much hate hurled towards each other. Now we see the need to come together. For those of you who were around on September 11th, that is exactly what happened. Unfortunately, it was for too short a period of time. What is the point of all this on a spiritual awakening show? For one thing, you light workers need to be ready with your healing light. people will be extremely frightened and full of fear. Be strong. Stand in the light and know that you don't have to fear. There has been a darkness that has been trying to take over this world for a very long time, centuries even. And what's happening in reality is that they are losing ground. All this darkness, all this negativity is melting, turning into dark smoke and being swept away by the wind. It is losing its power. It's losing ground. So, are you watching what's happening with this? The dark forces hunker down. They double down, pretending it's bigger than it is, digging their heels in deeper to the earth, getting darker and darker, and sinking lower and lower. Then the light gets stronger, growing brighter, stronger, raising its frequency, its vibration, through the power of love. You are needed because people are in shock. The light brings us hope and healing. This strength will overtake the darkness. And that's what's coming in ever so quickly. Get up on your ego's perch. Observe. Don't get into the fear. It is possible. All of this is possible. Connect up to your blessed higher self and to the divine spirit within you. Definitely pray with the world. There is a group of light workers around the world that pray every Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. wherever you are. Connect up to your blessed higher self, to the divine spirit within you, for events to occur for everyone's highest good, for everyone's highest development, and the deepest healing for the planet Earth. It's all going to come, and it's all going to come from you and your inner light that you are so generously contributing to the planet. All of you light workers are well placed, necessary, and needed. You are safe. It's only change. When you connect to your higher self, your angels and guides, and the God source, you and your loved ones and your animals will not come to harm. You are here to transform the world, to raise the planet's frequency, to ascend and make the world a better place. And the darkness will be eliminated. There is a powerful force coming, a warm, loving blanket that will overtake and heal our world. This is a time of transformation of humanity, bringing healing, peace, and light. Mid-August brings peace treaties, relief, and a rebuilding with cooperation, new understanding, inner guidance, and light and love. The economy will go back by mid-fall, and 2026 will be a wonderful year of community, sharing, smiles, working together because of what's happening now in July of 2025. So, sleep in peace and know that you are being reconnected, raising your frequency, and it's all being turned around. Thank the Lord. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our half hour. I have some comforting messages and news for you after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was William Vitalis with The New Rule, which is a song about what we're coming into, and that's terrific. There are people who live in a state of anxiety and fear, and who most often believe in the worst conspiracies because these stories confirm their underlying beliefs that they are not safe and that someone is out to destroy them or take their valuables away. These beings will go on the offensive to remove any trace of those they imagine could come between them and their wealth, health, and happiness. These are the people who will believe what they hear, not what they see. They believe what they're told, not what they experience. And they believe the worst about others who are the least like themselves. This is a situation that might bring about annoyance, frustrations, or anger for those who see the world differently and those who take responsibility and accountability for their decisions, choices, and expectations. There is a bridge between you who understand the power of thought, vision, and expectation, and those who believe they must continually seek out and destroy those they imagine are out to take advantage of their minimal happiness. Remember that the overarching fuel that drives division, greed, prejudice, and separation is a low sense of being, low sense of self-worth. There are people who are enormously wealthy, but who feel empty inside and must continually feed their bank accounts, their appetites, or their egos, ego, easing God out, which is really fear, to feel empowered and in control for even a short amount of time. At the same time, some of your most poor and humble citizens are rich and abundant in family, sense of self, and wisdom. Understanding that self-worth drives divisive behavior and your personal inner beliefs is an important step in crossing that bridge to ascension. I'm going to give you a plan that you might consider using over these next few months. I'm speaking of the heart within you, to that soft, aware part of you that waits for a sign, for a way to help bring about harmony for you and for others. Let me lay out a plan for you. It's like a recipe to find peace in the chaos so that you can contribute to the beauty of the world rather than the disharmony and division. So here we go. Number one, remember who you are. No one else can define you. You are not defined by any external factor such as your job, race, gender, or nationality. You are defined by your value system, your soul's voice, your life purpose, and your deep knowing and the service that you give to the world. The only thing you take with you after death is your character. 2. Have daily spiritual practice. Commit to a daily connection to the higher, deeper knowing that is always available to you. Peace is a moment away, a breath away. And when you give yourself the gift of aligning with your spirit, your mind, and the next step you need to take become very clear. 3. Speak and meet with others. Avoid isolation. Find ways to meet with and enjoy the company of people and groups with whom you can exchange ideas and build a community. You are accompanied in this world with others. And to have a community is rich and rewarding indeed. It's very important, and we're going to build more and more like-minded communities as we go into 2026. 4. Be of service to others. Each of you come into this life with gifts, talents, and abilities. Each of you has a profound opportunity to use all these combinations to change the world for the better and uplift yourself as well as others. Those abilities are not accidental. They are your life purpose. 5. Take care of your body. This goes without saying for some of you, but for many it is necessary to remind you of how important water is to your well-being. That's one of the main causes of dehydration. You're not drinking enough water during the day. Movement in the form of dance, walking, sports, and so on will keep you strong and help to reduce all kinds of stresses. And don't forget to stretch your body out in the morning when you wake up to help your spine realign and keep the juices flowing from the divine. 6. Manage your intake of fear-based material. As I have told you, there is no value in sticking your head in the sand. Be informed without overconsumption. The media intends to release addicting dopamine, adrenaline, and other chemicals into your brain to bring in fear, to bring in a lot of fear and confusion. Be sure to meditate and seek wisdom on a daily basis, and that will counteract this. 7. Be creative. Within you is a well of emotion, feeling, aspiration, inspiration, innovation, imagination, and creativity. You are a creative being. Find a way to explore your greatest opportunity on earth and bring in your love. Create, create, create. Write, paint, build, dance, and most of all, sing. Singing can really help the heart open up and remove its blocks. Lastly, remember your incredible beauty and the incredible beauty around you, all of you, beyond the stories and drama and the meaningful emotional feelings of being a human, come from the same source, the same heart, the heart of the one infinite creator. Each of you is a source of that love, creativity, and exuberance. You can find each other, and you can find a way to be in the oneness of like-mindedness, understanding, and the galactic beauty of the universe. I bring you deep love and adoration. I love the work you like workers do, and I commend you as you walk your path to ascension. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. I hope I've been helpful to you, even though some of it may have been hard to hear. We still have our meditation and music, and of course we'll end with Richard Shulman taking us out to the universe as we enter the unknown. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up.
come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Such a Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.